Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Trial of Ashley Benefield, it has wrapped up, and the second-degree murder charge, she wasn't found guilty on that, but she was found guilty on the lesser charge of manslaughter. That's where the jury ended up coming in after hearing all of the arguments. Joining me to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. And, I mean, we had quite a conversation on this last week. I know you were streaming it live. And you got pretty emotional about the testimony while it was taking place. I was watching you, and
yeah, it was brutal.
And I mean, it was brutal. It was very brutal to watch. We've had a couple days now, let it all sink in. I've rewatched some of it myself. What's your take here on this verdict and how it all ended up landing?
I mean, it landed great for the state.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like her approach, I thought was grotesque. You know, I mean, like that office represents victims that are not Doug Benefield that are alive, and just kind of looking at how they treat. Because there's no question that she was a victim of domestic violence.
I agree. You know,
it wasn't necessarily physical. It was psychological. Mm-hmm. It was coercive. It was all those things. Just kind of looking at like how those two female prosecutors handled that can't sit well with the victims that these two gals are kind of handling their cases. Cause I think it's set back, like in order to get this conviction, they set back domestic violence, like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is why women don't come forward with shit like this.
Yes.
You know, like look in like our chat was heated. Like you got people that think that Ashley's completely full of shit,
mm-hmm.
and that this was a scheme from.
Oh yeah, you see both sides. Yeah,
right. You know, so and I respect that. Like you're allowed to have your opinion, but I'm allowed to have mine as well.
Of course. Yeah,
I absolutely think she was a victim.
Yeah,
I think it was a brutal, because it was actually it's manslaughter with a firearm, which carries up to a maximum of 30 years with mm-hmm. a mandatory minimum
of 11 and a half.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's going in. I mean, they're going to appeal it right away, but I just, you know, it was really interesting, man.
Yeah.
You know, it was like this concept because there was certainly stuff about Ashley that didn't get in that the state would have wanted in terms of kind of her backstory. You know, I think at the end of the day that the jury walked away feeling like just not convinced. Like the world is not ready to acknowledge the fact that people and particularly women can be abused where it's not somebody putting their fist in their face.
You're exactly right. That was the exact same thing I was thinking about as we started this conversation. Was it doesn't always take physicality to make abuse. Mental abuse is oftentimes far more damaging, lasts far longer, and will create far worse results, as I think we ended up seeing in this case.
Yes.
I think the thing that hurt her, though, was you have Doug, who I think was just someone who was completely trying to be, you know, in control of everything. He was the intimidator, and she was a manipulator. And I think that they were both they both had parts in all of this. And the two certainly didn't work together because both sides want to be right. Both sides want whatever they're going to do. And you'll go to an extreme extent, especially if it involves your kids. And if you truly believe that that person is a threat to your child, fuck the law. You know, you're going to do whatever you need to protect your kids. But the question, though, is, was her prism acceptably off to the point that it was that she did what she did prior to the murder, prior to like keeping him away from the birth, keeping him away from this and that, when there was no court order saying that she had that he could be separate from these sort of things. Right. And I think that that's where they go in and look, I think you tried to manipulate the system a bit. I think he was off his fucking rocker. Completely, especially when we heard that testimony of the ex-wife, you know, from the letter of him kicking her when he couldn't get it up and all that right. shit.
All that shit.
Clearly, he's got a pattern of abuse. Like, he's a shitty human being, no matter what.
Right.
But at the same point, it's like, what? How much culpability is over here, though? Would this have gone there? I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle on the whole damn thing. And I don't know what to think. I almost feel like the jury kind of came back with a fair verdict in the middle of all of this. But I don't know.
It's really a hammer of a verdict.
I just don't know. I mean, yeah, it is.
I don't know either. It is.
And at the end of the day, the person that's going to suffer the most is the kid. Mom's gone now. Dad's gone. And that's the worst thing. You know, is Ashley Benefield, would she have been the best mother? I don't know. But obviously, she's not going to really get that opportunity through a good chunk of the child's life. And that's the ultimate victim, you know, in all of this going forward. It's such a confusing case.
Last night.
Yeah.
Said the exact same thing last night. Like that's all I could think about was that little girl.
Yeah.
Not even getting to hug her mother before she's taken into custody.
Yeah.
For potentially 30 years.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, it's insane. I've never been like kind of so middle of a case where I don't know what to say, because I will completely, I'll have you on, I'll have Coffin Deffer and I'll have somebody else on. And it's like, and I can hear it from all the perspectives because I can see it. I've been a victim of domestic abuse from a female. Right. And I can watch the manipulation. And honestly, in some of her testimony, it did feel very manipulative. It felt very, I'm going to push this button and that button. But I suppose if I was in that position too, and I'm fighting for my life, I'd be pushing every fucking button I could press. Yeah. So,
we talked about it, man.
Like, I know.
Look, dude, like the system failed her.
Yeah.
Like, cause there was a restraining order in place. And the day that she gets that thing in place where she agrees to do it. And we used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like we have, like if I was representing the party that they were seeking the order against, the restraining order,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I would go in before the plenary hearing, which is like what we call it out here, which is like where you're turning a temporary order into a permanent order.
Sure.
I tried to negotiate. I'm like, let's do a mutual stay away. That way we don't have to have a hearing. Mm-hmm. This isn't going to be a public record. You know, we're not airing all the dirty laundry, and it achieves the same goal, the same, which is exactly what they did here. That order's entered, and this guy fucking mails her a bunch of toxic tea, whatever it was.
The thing is, that's still a thing that was never proven, other than she says it was poison. You could, okay, did we test the tea? Could we have any proof that
nobody
it was poison?
Tested it. It other came out. Like somebody tested poison? It, but they didn't put that lab tech on. I don't know.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like there's so much shit in this case where it's just like, she says this, and it's fact. And that's where it's just so up in the air. Yeah.
I know. It's a tough case. Like those cases, it's like those cases in like, I mean, what's tougher than a self-defense case?
Yeah.
Now, like, think about like the Apple River killer case, you know, the dude, remember the dude with the kids on the floats where he's like, I mean, like, that was the same shit. It was a split.
Yeah.
Half the people were like, these fucking kids were harassing the shit out of this guy. Like, I don't blame him. And then, like, half the people are like, he's a goddamn psychopath.
But I will say this, his sentencing this week, I thought he was very genuine in his apology. I think it tears the shit out of that man. I do not think however the fuck it happened.
Like, I agree. That dude was not a monster.
No.
Like, he wasn't going there to pick a fight. He literally was going to try to find his fucking friends.
Exactly.
Phone.
Yeah.
And like, he was dealing with a bunch of drunk kids and shit just like spun out of control.
Yeah, completely.
You know, and it's like, that's the thing. It was like, I kind of age for people in terms of like, well, I was having the debate with my 18-year-old, now 18-year-old daughter at the time that was on. We're watching it, arguing with each other. I'm like, as an old man, I'd be like, I'd be fucking terrified if I had all these young guys around me, surrounding me and shit, man. And it's like, she's like, oh, you're just fucking old. And I'm like, oh, my God.
No.
It was like generational.
I hear it from his perspective. I really did.
Totally. Yeah. Totally, man. It's like, you know, I mean, did he take it too far? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's always like you're
it's like this. It's the same thing. Did she take it too far?
Saying,
it's perspective at that moment.
Exactly. Exactly.
Are there any issues here appellate wise where she can, you know, where she has some ground? Obviously they're going to appeal it, but is there really grounds for it? Do you see anything?
Yeah. I mean, they'll find some issues, you know, in terms of things that were allowed into evidence. I think they'll get into things that were not allowed into evidence in terms of their DV guy, you know, mm-hmm. who like the prosecutor basically had that guy pegged as Clown Town. And I thought he was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I'm like every cop should have to be taught by this guy who was a former cop mm-hmm. who knew all kinds of shit, like making fun of the Duluth power wheel, you know, like,
yeah.
I thought the wheel was very insightful and mm-hmm. I thought it was dead balls on. It's like, these are all the ways that are nonviolent that coercive control happens.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, you know, and it was like, it went through them and they're all like telltale signs. And Doug was like on every spoke of that wheel.
Completely. Yeah.
That he was doing, you know, so it was like, yeah, they'll find issues, whether or not it's going to be enough to overturn it.
Yeah.
It's a whole different thing. And, you know, and surprisingly it was, like what they call a petit jury, only six jurors, five women, one man.
And interesting. So,
yeah, man. Like with that, you know, so I was surprised. I was surprised because they came back, you know, said we're deadlocked. They went back and then they were only back for a half an hour after they said mm-hmm. they were deadlocked, came back with the verdict. A lot of people were like, it was like a compromise verdict, but it might've been a compromise between murder and manslaughter.
Yeah, probably
not guilty and manslaughter, but murder and manslaughter.
I could see that.
I don't know.
Where it's like, look, there's something here. I think we're going to call it this. And yeah.
I just feel bad for the little girl. I feel bad for Ava.
Yeah, completely.
You know, like TikTok or not. I don't get like, she lost both her parents, you know, and I feel terrible for her. You know, so yeah, it's just another sad case that we're dealing with, like all of them, you know?
Yeah, no, completely. At the end of the day, there's only, you know, really one person in this case that really knows what happened. And we can have our conjecture, but yeah, it's a sad situation all around.
That's it.
Are you ready to listen to this podcast ad-free?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel now on Apple Podcasts.
You'll instantly have access to all of our episodes labeled Advance Ad-Free. You'll hear the interviews before everyone else and with no interruptions.
No interruptions.
Subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel now on Apple Podcasts.
And start binging now.